Shut up. Oh, perhaps you're right. I'm just, we do worry about trends, Jen. You know, something the BBC's going to say, let's go back to the good old days and everybody wore a bow tie and spoke properly.
Oh, I can't imagine that. I mean, you've seen the people in charge of the departments over the BBC these days. No, you wouldn't, trends don't, well, if there'd have been trends, I was a punk rocker at one time, you see, you know, so there's, yeah. There's...
You were, yeah.
Oh, back
you,
to...
you were in the forefront of the punk, weren't you?
Right out at the front, yes. There were about five of us, and I was way up at the front.
Did you do a lot of spitting in those days? Or
no, that all came along with the people after it. We were having the time of our life, and that's what led on to all this. It wasn't as it became with the safety pins, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things get corrupted and all that, and rather sadly, these little museums on legs are still walking around with these top coats and all of that.
Yeah, and their dogs. They all have a dog now.
They all have the dogs, yep. Yeah, that's right, they do, yeah. Little, tough little dogs, isn't it?
Do you notice any trends coming up?
Do I notice any trends?
Yeah, trends.
I'd rather, the Joseph Locke trend, I predicted months in advance.
Yes.
Yeah, which I can't remember the title of that film. It was,
Hear my story!
I couldn't resist hearing you today.
Sorry, I mean, do you have to stay au fait with trends?
Okay.
Yeah, get, you know, on top of them.
Obviously, there's one I'm missing out on right now. I don't know what to say.
We're just putting in a bit of French there because we're going to talk about Cannes in a minute.
Oh, say.
Yeah.
No, you know, no.
No?
Why?
Moving right along. You're just back from Cannes.
I am. I slipped over for a quick weekend. Mm. Taste it.
How do you... I'm just thinking, you know, it's hard to get noticed in Cannes, isn't it?
Not really. Not really. I mean, there are paparazzi everywhere at the opening to a hotel and the entrance and the exit. And they take photographs of you just in case you are somebody, even if they don't know who you are. I mean, I have people going, who's she? Who's she? Oh, photo. Look this way, photo. It all goes on there.
I suppose if you can get attention to yourself by leaving all your clothes on.
That's right.
Yeah, that was right. Cute.
Yeah, but that's what they have the actors here. Yes, yeah, they don't recognize me without them, you see.
Yeah. Do you think it's good, Cam? You enjoy it?
I did. Like I had that. A great time. I had a really good time. I hung around on a few boats and sipped champagne and looked at the sun go down. And it was very nice.
I like bad people that should enjoy stuff like that. You must be a bit jaded with it, aren't you? You've been to all the parties, Dan.
I was ahead of from on the... Continuing my life story over here. After the punk rock, I was on the... New Music Express for 4 years, travelled all over the world with different groups, as you say, the Michael Jackson thing, and it does jade you, yes it does, you come out very odd, from, you know, I went to Venezuela with XTC and America every 2 weeks, and you know, 22, between the ages of 18 and 23, just went all over the world getting paid for talking to nitwit pop stars all the time, you know,
yeah.
Making up interviews and stuff.
Yeah, well, you did a lot of that making the stuff up, didn't you?
Oh, made up loads of them, yeah. All that stuff.
Well, I mean, are you jaded? I mean, what do you think of something like the Cannes Film Festival? Is it something you'd go along to?
It's a bit Oxford Street, you'd have thought. You know, that's not where the smarter money goes. I think it's perhaps the sexy thing to do is not be at Cannes if you're that level of star, yeah.
You're out of it, Tony. You made a big...
No, I said that...
No, it's a program mistake, yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't think I'm that big yet to be able to be noticed if I'm not there, so maybe next year it will work. Right.
What about Hollywood? Have you tried Hollywood?
Yeah, I tried Hollywood.
Loved it.
Yeah. Now, Cannes actually was a lot of things I thought Hollywood would be and wasn't. I felt Hollywood is a bit vacuous.
My overriding memory of being in Los Angeles, or Hollywood particularly, was a funeral parlour, and it said outside of it, service over in 45 minutes or your funeral's free. I mean, bringing the Pizza Hut principle to a bereavement. And it is. I thought inside the cellar would have a little t-shirt saying, you know, my dearly beloved spouse passed away and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. That's what I love about American culture, and it's what you've got the eye for, that very bizarre.
For the eccentric. We kind of, I think, labour under a delusion here that British TV is the best in the world. You know, Chamomile Lawn, and then... do Americans watch that?
A lot of them do, yes, and that is, for many, the most cultural experience they'll ever have. They can't be bothered to go to a museum or see a play, but if they watch Upstairs, Downstairs, then they're really in there.
you're a museum piece.
She's a sex symbol here. She's like Einstein in the States.
I think we made a mistake. Do you remember it was only 10, 15 years ago when people used to go to the States and come back before we had breakfast telly or night TV over here? They'd come and say, God, the States. 40 channels on all night. You know, and people used to think that was something enviable, something attainable. And now we've got it. We realize what a drag it is to watch reruns of,
But we do labor under a misapprehension here. I think we think our television is the best because of quality and all that kind of thing. But I've had lots of Americans come over here and say they thought it was the most boring television in the world.
That's because it's all American product on the telly, mind you, isn't it?
It is better than American TV, especially with shows like Made in the USA on.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you've got a tremendous future here. I can see that. And you're having your future now, aren't you? And mind you, make everything you can of it. Congratulations on all your success. Many more good movies and plays.
Work it, girl.
So you're the personality of the century. I mean, you're there. There's no need to say any more. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks,
Alice and Laurie.
Thank you.